What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got my ass whipped last week, I think. I think I went 0 for 4.
How'd we do, Abe? How'd we do last week?
Randy went 1 and 3.
Oh, I did. Okay, I got one.
Week.
Okay.
Better than 0 for 4.
Yeah. Yes. Andy's 3 and 1. Bo and I both went 2 and 2.
All right.
Overall, I have a half game lead, essentially, on both Andy and Bo. And Randy's back there, too.
We only got a couple more weeks, right? I mean, obviously next week we'll pick the AFC-NFC Championship games. And then we'll pick the Super Bowl.
Pro Bowl, of course.
Can we do that?
No.
Oh.
East-West Shrine.
Oh, shout out to Marquise Williams,
yeah, man, Marquise Williams, head coach out there for the East-West Shrine game.
Falcons special teams coordinator is going to be the coach of one of the teams at the East-West Shrine game.
I got the Atlanta Drive minus 2.5 on Tuesday night. We can pick that.
We'll spend plenty of time on that on Tuesday. So, save it.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away any of my secrets. Billy Horschel. He's a madman.
Oh,
I met him. Nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, can't wait, dog. It's going to be a big day Tuesday.
I know. We'll wait. Tuesday, we're chomping at the bit. Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
We got that, and the Hall of Fame announcement comes Tuesday. Of course, it'll be after us, I guess.
Can we bet on that?
About Wednesday.
The Hall of
Fame?
Sure. Hall of Fame for who?
Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they got one of those.
You think Ichiro's going to get unanimous?
He should, but then again, there were two idiots that didn't pick Junior.
They didn't pick for Griffey, didn't get unanimous.
Yeah.
God, I hate them freaking dudes.
Me too.
I hate people like that.
Just we should ban them,
because
too.
I can.
Can we?
Yeah. Can we we're
get a whole
stuff?
New set of
can we ban
of
those
writers
guys?
That can vote?
Because I can. Because I have this vote, and I don't, you know what? I don't want him to be unanimous.
Because, like, people like to be gatekeepers anyway, but those people literally are gatekeepers. Yeah, they get the vote. God, they Yep.
Get on my damn nerves. Well, let's get these things right. All right, give me Houston plus 8 in Kansas City. Give me the Rams plus 6.5 versus Philadelphia. Detroit minus 9.5 versus Washington. Give me Ohio State minus 8.
Yeah, I'm taking Ohio State too. Yeah. I hope not. I hope it's a better game than that, but I don't know. I can't do it. I got Ohio State minus 8 against Notre Dame. Ravens minus 1 at Buffalo. Rams plus 6.5 at Philly. And Washington plus 9.5 at Detroit.
I can't that Commanders Lions game. I can't go either way with it. Like, you can see both happening.
It's
very confusing. Yep. I don't see how y'all
9.5 is just so much. Like, they could score a touchdown late and lose by 9. And,
yeah,
you know.
So give me the Texans. Give me the Rams. Give me the Ravens. And I'll never pick Notre Dame for anything. So give me Ohio State right along with y'all.
Make it quick. We all picked Ohio State. We all picked the Rams. I'm with Bunk on the Commanders. That game opened up at 5.5. I absolutely would have taken the Lions. In fact, I had written it on the sheet, Lions minus 5.5. Then I looked and I'm like, spread's 9.5. It's not really fair to take it.
What happened? That's a big
Vegas
jump.
Made a mistake.
Okay.
And they opened it at 5.5.
Wow.
I'll go with the Commanders with you. And then I am going to buy into the Chiefs. A little too much recency bias on the Texans. So I'm not sure I'm buying them yet either.
Right.
So that's where I'll go with that.
You want to play some Jeopardy?
Don't let money change you.
He didn't say yes.
He didn't say no.
He started singing.
Randy.
Maybe Randy wanted to sing for a while.
Humming the theme? What's going on here?
These segments are long. Like, we can give Randy a little time to sing if we want to.
Trey Young.
8 minutes. All right.
Trey Young has 2 50-point games. Dominique had 7 of them.
Oh, wow.
Between them, There was one Hawks player who dropped 50. It was in 2001.
Andy. I have no clue.
Andy.
Sharif.
That's correct. Sharif Abdul-Rahim dropped 50 on the dime.
Did not know that.
In 2001. Who was the interim head coach for Penn State in 2011 after Joe...
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, you said interim. Oh, God. It was the... because Bill O'Brien got the job.
Right.
God. No, it wasn't him.
Wasn't who? Yeah.
Was it him?
No.
No, it wasn't him. Whoever the defensive coordinator was.
Yeah, I have no, I have no clue. I got no clue. Who was it?
Finish the question or just keep going?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Finish it.
Interim head coach for Penn State in 2011 when Joe Paterno was dismissed, leading the Nittany Lions to a 1-3 record before Bill O'Brien took over.
Yeah. That didn't help. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who it was.
Tom Bradley?
Okay.
The hell is that?
The interim coach in 2011 when Joe Pa was dismissed.
Hey, that's why we didn't know the answer to it. I don't feel bad about not knowing that.
Fair enough.
Conte would have known.
Which current NFL quarterback, he is a backup at the moment, is not in this year's postseason, but is tied with Y.A. Tittle for most playoff starts without a win, doing so four times.
Oh.
You said he's not in the playoffs this year?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So an active NFL quarterback, he's currently serving in a backup role.
Okay.
Has tied for the most playoff starts without a win.
Andy.
Andy.
God, is it Andy Dalton?
It is Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Four of them.
Okay. I thought maybe he won one, but guess
no,
not.
No, no, he's a Marvin Lewis all of me.
Yeah, guess not.
Name all four schools Nick Saban has served as head coach of. Go ahead.
Oh, all four schools. Of course, Bama, LSU, Michigan State, and was he the head coach at Kent? Is it, you said college?
Yes.
Yeah. Alabama, LSU, Michigan State. I'm just going to say Kent State.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. I mean, went to school there.
Akron?
We're dancing around it. Toledo.
Toledo.
He's the head coach of Toledo.
Toledo.
Did not know that.
Obviously.
Did not know that.
Huh.
I thought it was three.
Name the only NFL franchise that has never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 or more yards.
Randy.
I heard Andy first.
The Chicago Bears.
Yep.
That is correct. I was maybe hoping Caleb could get there this year.
He'll get there.
500 yards away this year. So there you go. During the 2024 Braves season, only one player, hitter or pitcher, registered a WAR of negative one or worse.
Oh.
Randy.
Randy.
Jesse Chavez.
That is incorrect.
So they had, hang on, you finish it?
Who was that player?
No, he had a negative one or worse WAR?
Only player on the Braves.
Goodness gracious. Was it Kelnick?
It was not, but the guy he platooned with a little bit.
Who was it?
Adam Duvall.
Oh, boy, he didn't have a very good year.
He was awful.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Yeah.
Who was the only NFL team this season that won 10 games and did not make
Andy.
The playoffs? Andy.
The Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. We are up 4-0. Name three of the seven NFL quarterbacks who won the Super Bowl despite not being the starter week one of that season.
Randy.
Randy first.
Jeff Hostetler.
Oh, good call.
Nice.
Oh, God. Three that were not the starters.
Three. There's seven of them. Seven. You only have to name three of the seven.
Okay. Jeff Hostetler.
That's one.
That's one. Nick Foles.
That's two.
And, he got hurt in the preseason. I was going to say Kurt Warner. He got hurt in the preseason, though. I know this answer. And I can't think of it. It's off the top of my head right now. It's killing me. Oh, God. Come on, Randy. Come on. And I don't know.
You want to just throw out a name for a guess?
I'm trying to. You said to start the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn, Kurt Warner, but Kurt Warner wasn't the starter. Oh, Ben Roethlisberger.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I can't think.
Andy?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady was one of them.
He sure was.
But also, just say Kurt Warner.
Oh, wait, what? Where did Kurt?
You kept talking yourself out of Kurt Warner.
Trent got hurt in the regular. Trent got hurt in the preseason.
I don't know if it was a different team. I don't know what's going on. But Warner was on the list along with Tom Brady, Nick Foles, Doug Williams.
Yeah.
You mentioned Jeff Hostetler,
which is a great one to get. Like that's like the hardest one to get.
I don't know why I thought Trent Green got hurt in the preseason.
I think it was week one.
Oh, I thought
when he got his head bounced. Remember that?
No, he got his knee.
Oh, that wasn't the one where he like went to slide and just got absolutely destroyed into the ground.
No, I thought that was in the preseason. All
the
right.
Seven I saw listed were Brady, Warner,
it could
Foles.
Be. It could be. It could be.
William, Doug Williams, Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, I should have got
Jim
the Doug
Plunkett.
Williams. Okay.
Trent Dilfer and then Roger Staubach.
Who was the starter for the Ravens at the beginning of that year?
For who?
When Dilfer won the Super Bowl. Banks?
Banks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then Ray Lewis and say, dog. Hey, Brian. Brian, you got to get him out of here, man.
Yeah.
Brian Snicker took over as manager of the Braves in 2016 from which manager?
Andy.
Who? Andy.
Gonzalez.
Freddie Gonzalez.
Freddie Gonzalez.
Yes. I did not know that. I was going to say damn.
No, Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox. All right.
Well, that's the only one between them, I think.
All right. That's correct. That was part of the other answer. Was the only one who had served since Bobby Cox. Final question. Mark Eaton is one of just five players with 5,000 career blocks in the NBA. Can you name three of the other four?
Randy. Mutombo.
That's correct.
Olajuwon.
That's two.
And is it 5,000?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Olajuwon, Mutombo. I know it's not Shaq. Moses Malone.
That is incorrect.
I mean.
You started off so hot, too.
I mean, it's got to be like Chamberlain, right?
Not Wilt.
Really?
Bill Russell.
No.
Bill Russell's not in there?
No.
All right, let's keep guessing.
Is it Rudy Gobert?
Oh, come on.
Not yet.
Come on.
Is LeBron on there?
No, not 5,000
like LeBron has
blocks.
Every stat.
Just 3,000 chase downs? No.
Yeah.
Not Ralph Sampson because he didn't play long enough.
Kareem,
and then Tim Duncan is the other.
Oh, okay.
Tim Duncan is the other. Andy's your winner.